Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Adam A., a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have with us Daniel Stanley. Welcome, Daniel. We're happy to have you.
Welcome.
Welcome, Daniel boy.
I'm glad to be here.
Amen. So I got the first question for you. When did you get saved, and what brought you into the decision of accepting Jesus the Christ, amen, as your Savior?
Well, I got saved when I was 15 years old. It was the beginning of 2001. I don't remember the exact day, but I remember it was like in the winter. It was the beginning of 2001, and I was 15 years old. And I gave my heart to Jesus, and it was really about a year of conviction. I felt the convicting power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's what led me ultimately to give my life to Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord was dealing with me for about a year, and I finally give the Lord my heart, and I give it all to Jesus, and I said, you know, I don't want what this world has, and
amen,
I'd rather be a fool for you than a fool for this world, and you know, I'll live for you, and just, if you're real, Lord, come into my life and change me and use me for your glory. And
amen.
I got down on my hands and knees one night and beside my bed, and I give my heart to Jesus, and I woke up the next day, and the grass looked greener, the sky looked bluer, and never felt the same, and I felt the joy of the Lord unspeakable and full of glory, and
amen,
felt like 1,000 pounds was lifted off my shoulders.
Amen.
You know, it was amazing. It was really a powerful experience.
Praise God. That's what it's supposed to be, life-changing.
Amen. You're a new creation.
Amen. It was a life-changing experience.
Daniel, if you can remember, what would be first person you witnessed to or brought to the Lord?
Well, I would say my family. When I got saved, I was reading the Bible. You know, I wanted to go to every church service I could go to. I was asking a lot of questions about the Lord, and my mom, my dad, my brothers and sister, and I just aunts, uncles. So I was basically cousins, friends, even the neighbors.
Amen.
Anybody I met, I would tell them about what Jesus done for me. So it was kind of that kind of witnessing going on there at the very first. You know, getting a haircut, I would talk to the barber about the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I just couldn't wait to tell somebody, you know, what Jesus done for me.
You were casting a lot of seed out there.
Yeah, I'll say,
amen.
To say the first person, that it would be just really everybody I was coming in contact with.
Well, that's the best way.
Amen.
Would you like to share some standout moments in your walk, things that impacted you?
Well, yeah, I mean, to kind of tell you how I come to that point of where I totally give my heart to Jesus was my older brother, Saul, was in a very bad car accident. He was only 16 years old at the time, and this was like a couple years actually before I gave my heart to the Lord. But he was out drinking and driving one night, and he got into a bad car accident, and he got ejected from his pickup truck 30 feet out the front windshield, and had to get medevaced to the hospital. He died 3 times on the way to the hospital.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The University of Pennsylvania, they flew him to, and the doctors give him a 30% chance to live. And they said if he did live, he'd be a vegetable. And he was in intensive care for a month. Damn. So he's here today. He's a walking miracle testimony.
Amen, brother.
He's the two kids, two little girls he got, and serving Praise the Lord God. And set free and serving God. But what it was is it showed me what the world can do, how the devil comes to rob, kill, and destroy. His life could have been took that night.
Amen.
But thank God, God preserved him. Mm-hmm. And protected them and basically raised them from the dead and healed them and delivered them. And it just showed me, how real it is out here and how serious, that we need to take eternity, because he was only 16 years old. So you're not promised tomorrow. Amen. You don't know when you're going to meet your maker. Amen, so even at a young age,
Amen.
I realized that, because it hit home for my home, because we were living in the hospital there for about a month. He was hooked up to all the machines, and at a young age you see your brother barely surviving that, and then you start to realize then how real it is, and I started to realize that I can't go down that road that the world has to offer, and I don't want nothing to do with it.
Amen.
I still didn't really give my life to the Lord completely. I always knew I had a calling, and raised in church, went to Sunday school. My mom is a praying woman and always read us the Bible, so I was always had the worship music playing, always had preaching going on, as I was, a kid being raised. And
amen.
But my testimony was I felt like conviction of the Holy Spirit for about a year, and I realized, I had to give my life to Jesus, and through that bad situation, God turned it around for good, and got saved. My older brother's saved, my younger brother's saved, he's serving God, he's a minister. Amen. My whole family's saved, my younger sister and mom and dad. So through a terrible situation, it brought us closer to God is what it did. And, we realized, how important and how serious serving the Lord was.
Amen.
And that's part of my testimony is when I got saved, the Lord became real to me. It's hard to explain to somebody, but when you get that born again experience, the Lord becomes real. You start Amen. Reading the Bible, the words start jumping off the page to you, but that's how that came about, and God's been good, and He's been leading me and guiding me ever since.
Praise God. That was a biblical experience. It was like saved, delivered, healed, and raised from the dead.
Amen.
It was
Praise
something.
God. Praise
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. And when that happened, we would talk about it when he was in the hospital, and fighting for his life. People, ministers coming up praying for him, and people come from all over the country. People were praying for him all over the country and the world even. And we would say, you're going to come out of this hospital, and we're going to give this testimony to everybody
Amen.
We meet.
Amen.
And here it is.
Amen.
Giving that testimony over 25 years later. I'm still
Amen.
Doing that.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen. That's
God.
Wonderful.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Oh.
Well,
Praise
I guess
God.
I go ahead.
Go ahead, Uncle Bill.
Okay, I got another one for you. How All did right. you get into the ministry? Which you've told us a lot, and how did you feel called into the ministry?
Well, I felt called at a young age, and I always had an interest. And even when I was young, I always had an interest in the Book of Revelation. I don't know why, but I always liked the end times, and I would always read the Book of Revelation. I just liked it, and I just felt I had a call that one day, you know, I'd be doing something for the Lord, and never dreamt I'd be preaching and doing and ministering and going places and things like that. But I just, I got, felt that calling. And then after I got saved, it was probably a couple years later, I got the opportunity to minister. My very first time I ministered was at a youth meeting at my Uncle Mark's church, just maybe a handful of kids in the back. And I remember I ministered on Ephesians chapter 6.
Amen.
About the weapons of our warfare and about putting on the armor of God. And
amen.
And then from there, we his church was in Pennsylvania, and we sold our house in Pennsylvania. We moved to Delaware, and I was 18 years old, and moved down to Delaware, and we was at a men's meeting with a bunch of the guys, and we were closing out of prayer, and it's a powerful testimony. There was five of us guys, Jimmy Townsley, Johnny Smith, George Pepper, Henry Evans, and me. We were closing out of prayer, and we was talking about the Lord all day, and as we were praying, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit moved on us, and we had an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
George Pepper got touched, got filled with the Holy Ghost. Johnny got filled with the Holy Spirit, and like amongst the youth at that time, the Spirit of God started moving. We would go to the parking lot and just, you know, pray, and youth started gathering out there, and we just started going to people's homes and started witnessing, and then that led into getting into the ministry. From there, we went to Uncle Ham and Aunt Debbie's house one night, and we took applications, you know, to be ministers, a bunch of us guys, and I was about 18 years old, and I felt the call, and I filled that application out, and then I got an opportunity to preach at Cornerstone, and
praise God.
And I've been preaching ever since.
Amen. You know? Amen. So, you reminded me of something when you said about the book of Revelations.
Yeah.
When I was first saved and getting into the ministry, the first service I ever ministered was in a motel room, and my Uncle Dodie helped me with it, and it was the seven churches. Revelations was my first message that I preached.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, there you go.
So the same Spirit kind of got to both of us. Huh?
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I always had I still do.
I do too. I
still got an interest into the end times. Always did.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, I always felt like the Lord was coming back really soon. Amen. Always had that, even as a kid, always had that fear of God to be. We need to be ready.
Amen.
You know,
that's good.
Like at all times.
Yep. Amen.
So, like, I think that was part of reading the book of Revelations. I knew God was coming, and I needed to get ready. You needed to find out what was going on, you know?
Amen. Amen. Would you like to share with us a little about raising your family and ministry and running? I know you have the church up in Hackensack and then your home church. And what's it like raising your family in that?
Well, my family's all serving God, and Hazel, does the worship and sings all over, and she ministers too. And my kids are starting to step out. My boy actually sung in church last Sunday for the first time.
Amen.
I've seen that.
15 years old. Amen. He stepped out. And my girl sung for the first time at our youth convention this summer, and she's 17, so she stepped out. So the prayers are being heard. Amen.
You're being blessed.
Prayer,
man.
For me that they would get that same touch, you know, that they would want to desire, you know, to serve God and have that hunger and desire. But we've been pastoring in Hackensack. It started. Actually, this was our 10th year. We've been up there ministering, and thank God the church has been growing every year, and more people have been stepping out, and there's been We had actually last Sunday, we had like a youth takeover. We had a young minister, young Bob Branton ministered
his
first word.
Yeah,
and the kids was singing. And so we're seeing some more people step out. And that's what we want to see. We want to see people being used. We want to, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few.
That's right.
And we're up there, you know, preaching the gospel. We're up there testifying and God's word doesn't come back void. We can see the fruits of our labor, and we can see the harvest, the souls. There's people getting touched, and God's been moving up there, and
praise God.
And so as long as God, you know, has His hand, and wherever God leads us, that's where we're going to be.
Amen.
You know, so we're trying to be led by the Spirit.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
How about the importance of your wife or your spouse in ministry to support you?
It's very important, you know, to have a spouse that's behind you, that's praying for you, that's, you know, helping you, that's giving you, you know, good godly counsel and guidance. And I would say it's very, very important. And thank God I do have a praying wife.
Amen.
And a wife that, you know, she's there for you, and she always, you know, has a good word for you, encourages you, and lifts you up, and
amen,
gets all the kids ready to go to church, makes sure they, you know, read their Bibles, make sure they pray, and you know, pray before we eat dinner, and just you know, keep all of us focused on the Lord, you know.
Amen.
So amen.
That's very important. You got to have that.
Yes.
That you know, that partner that's going to strengthen you, you
amen.
Know,
and, yes.
and help you in the ministry. Because if you're just doing it by yourself, you know, it's going to be a battle. It's already a battle, but
amen.
If you got somebody that's with you and for you and helping you, you know, you're going to be able to. There's power in numbers.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Praise God.
You know, so if you have somebody,
so you're like, saying you're going to keep her, huh?
I'm going to keep her.
I don't blame you.
Well, if we walk together, we don't fall in the ditch. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I was going to ask you this one, and you've already given us a good shot at it, but what is your vision for your church, for the people in the future? And what advice would you give to anyone waiting to serve God and get into the ministry?
The scripture that God really laid on my heart this year is Psalms 1:1.
Amen.
And that's really, if I could like try to give anybody any kind of advice or try to you know, help them in their walk,
mm-hmm.
would be to follow that scripture in Psalms. I'm going to flip open to it and read it for you real quick.
Amen. Amen.
It's really a blueprint for you on serving God, and it instructs us, you know, on how, if you want to live a blessed life. But it says here in Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He Amen. Shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, or sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous. The ways of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen.
Praise so it's telling you, the man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the path, or sit in the seat of the scornful, it tells you that man is going to be blessed.
Amen.
And so if you want to be blessed according to God's word, You have to delight yourself in God's law and meditate on it day and night. And Amen. Then it says, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And getting Amen. Yourself into a good church,
Amen.
Getting into a daily routine of reading your Bible, praying, and getting around some good godly fellowship. And once you continue in God's word and you keep on sowing, it says you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap everlasting life.
Amen.
And so my vision for the church would be is for people to show others, you know, how to live for God, to shine their light, to be that light in this dark world. You know, to show others, hey, if I can do it, if God can touch me, God's no respecter of person. You know, if I can Amen. Sing a song, if I can preach a word, if I can give a testimony, then you can too. You Amen. Know, so
praise God.
And that's what the church, I believe, is for. Amen.
Amen.
So we
Amen.
Can Amen. Get together, encourage each other, worship the Lord, and then go out and win more souls.
Amen.
So we can bring more people to the Lord. When you make a stand for God, you're going to have a target. Yeah, the enemy's not going to be happy.
Not at all.
Yeah. You're going to have a target on your back.
Amen.
But Amen. But the Bible says, though, that he who endures temptation shall receive a great reward.
Amen.
You know, so, and we're not, and Paul also said, too, we're striving for a crown that's not going to fade.
Amen.
You know, an imperishable crown. You're not. Praise we're God. Not one that beats against the air, but we're actually in this battle for something that's going to last for all eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
That's what Love we're it. Fighting for. You know,
Amen.
You get knocked down, but you get back up.
That's
you
know? It.
Seven times.
And that's what keeps you going too. Is when you hear them testimonies of people, you know, that say. You hear like some feedback, like I've seen how you were serving God, and it encouraged me that hey, I could serve God.
That's right.
You know,
Amen.
It's just
Amen.
Them little testimonies like that really make a difference. You
Amen.
Know, God can use me; He can use anybody.
Amen.
Praise God.
He sure is using you still. Right?
Yeah, He's not looking for ability; He's looking for availability.
That's right.
Amen.
Like, you know, Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
Amen.
That's all he's looking for, is a willing vessel.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So on a personal note, Daniel, have you got anything you'd like to add or end this podcast with?
I would like to end with a call for salvation. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things that thou not knowest. God has things in store for you that you can't even imagine.
Amen.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you're wondering, you know, if you should serve God, or you're wondering if God will accept you, or you're wondering if God has anything for you, the Bible says, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Praise Son, God. That whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
So it's whosoever. He loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus,
Amen.
To die on a cross, to shed his blood, to pay that price for you, the price that me and you couldn't pay.
Amen.
He paid that price. And when he died on the cross, before he died, he said, it is finished. The
Amen.
Work has been
Amen.
Complete.
Amen.
And all you have to do is accept that gift. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
And how you accept that gift is in Romans 10:9. It says, if you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord, and God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved.
Amen. Amen.
All you have to do is call on his name, the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Just like I did. That was over, that'll be 24 years ago. Coming up here soon, but I've been serving the Lord, and I've heard people say it over and over again. Their only regret is they wish they'd done it sooner.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I can tell you that serving him has been the greatest joy, the greatest experience. Like Paul said, he said he when he got saved and started serving God, he said, I count everything as nothing compared to knowing him and the power of his might. He's the creator of heaven and earth.
Amen.
And he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And he only has the best for you.
Amen.
And he's our Heavenly Father, and he loves you with an everlasting love. And who's ever listening to this, I would just tell you just to call on the name of Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart, ask him to come into your life, and ask him to turn your situation around. And according to his word, the Bible says that there's nothing that's impossible with him.
Amen.
He can do the impossible. He can turn your situation around, and if you only believe.
Amen.
And he'll change your life. Just call on his name and draw unto him, the Bible says, and he'll draw unto you.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Well, we sure want to thank you, Daniel, for taking the time out of your day to come on and for the prayer and support of this ministry. And thank you so much for doing this. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you, Daniel.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being a blessing.
Amen.
Sure, the word of God went forth, like you said, and it's not going to return void.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you, man.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.